Hey guys, welcome to Talking to the Wall. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about the 2000s. It's an era near and dear to my heart because it spent most of my teenage years during that decade. And we have so much to talk about. So I'm just going to kind of pinpoint some of my favorite things or most of my favorite things that I recall during the 2000s. And I'm not alone in this topic. I do have another amazing guest with me here today who was on my first episode. Please welcome back my wife.
Hello.
That was a great intro, right?
Yeah, I was waiting for it.
Yeah, perfect. Oh, I forgot, you know. So let's talk about, so I kind of broke it down into, you know, a few sections, and let's talk about TV shows. What do you remember watching during the 2000s? What comes to mind?
TRL. I remember watching The Hills. I remember watching
A lot of MTV shows.
Okay. Like Cribs and what else was I watching?
Well, I think
Laguna Beach. A lot of the MTV shows were big.
Reality shows.
Reality shows in general.
I think a big part of, you know, it blowing up doing 2000 and all that stuff. It was really MTV was like reigning over everything. And a lot of the reality shows that, you know, we watched during that time was coming out. And I think, like you said, MTV Cribs was one of my go-to shows. I think
it was
after,
always on.
Yeah. So, and it was, I think, cool insight to see all these people we viewed as like, oh, big stars and celebrities showing their crib and just seeing the fun facts about
and the lavish life,
what we wanted to dream about and being like, that's going to be me one day. And like with the Hummer and like the Ferrari.
Getting to know a little bit more, like that's what their room looks like. That's their garage. It's filled with 20 cars.
Exactly.
They have a basketball court. They're
basically
the
just like us.
They're
right?
Just like us.
I do remember that. And then, like you said, you also said 106 and Park.
Yes.
Which
TRL
was,
and 106 and Park.
And those were my two go-to. I remember just rushing home to come home and trying to figure out what the new song, like, oh, today's new artist or song
we're
of the day.
A new we're single dropping today. Yeah.
And being able to see that in real time, just being like, oh, what's the next, you know, hit song that's coming out? And I just remember being super excited because a big part of my teenage years, I was a big fan of the hip hop and rap music. So I was always trying to be like ahead of the curve and be like, what's the new song?
What's the new song? Yeah.
So I did spend a lot of time watching that and Carson Daly, obviously.
Oh yeah. Carson Daly. The VJs were big back then. It was like you were hosting a full show just about music and the music videos and the celebrities coming through. And it got really, I was always into it. I would run home and watch. I think it was TRL first and then 106 and Park. I don't remember.
I don't remember the order of it, but I remember those two were like the big ones where like
you watch the music videos and
kind of keep in tune with what's going on.
Right.
And along with that, obviously, I didn't realize how much MTV just dominated TV back in the 2000s.
So much.
The other one that I think comes to mind that I remember just being super like wowed about was the Pimp My Ride show where you just see them turn
popular
junk cars and just see them like, whoa, how the heck did they do that to that car? Like, I remember just seeing it, like the one episode that comes to mind was like, I don't remember the type of car it was, but I remember that like some of the floor like was missing, like where the driver was staying, like, oh, hey, they just, the carpet on top of it is like preventing the seat through the car.
They were beat up cars.
They were really beat up cars. But I do, I remember, I think, reading about it, like maybe somewhat recently, where they're like, oh, most of the stuff that was on Pimp My Ride, like they would like take away like all the expensive stuff from the car.
It?
Like they kept the car, but like some of the stuff that they featured was like, oh, it's not like road safe or like not legal.
Well, yeah, because I think they built a jacuzzi in one of them.
Like ridiculous,
or something,
right? Like
ridiculous
stuff that's not practical.
It got a little out of hand.
Yeah, towards the end of it, it got a little crazy. But I just remember being
most of this. I think they had.
I don't even know how many seasons they had, but I just remember being like wowed by that.
Customs. Yeah, I remember that.
So a big part of that, and that was a lot of fun. So
and My Sweet 16.
Oh yes, okay. People, especially I'm not saying general. They were just like, you didn't realize how spoiled some people were.
How bratty they were.
And how bratty they were.
Yeah. It was crazy. To me, it was like these lavish parties were being thrown and you're 16 and they're expecting Range Rovers.
Yeah, their first car, right?
Yeah. BMWs, Benz. It's like, what the? That's what you're expecting out of your 16th birthday?
I was barely expecting a cake, let alone a car.
Not a car. I think that they were trying to show you what these kids
that grew up being
wealthy and what their parties would look like.
Yeah.
So I think it was, I liked the whole aspect around the event planning and the drama of it. And
yeah,
then
it was fun seeing the drama.
They brought in celebrities like Bow Wow and Chris Brown celebrated their parties later on.
Yeah.
Like I think
once the show was more established and stuff like that. Yeah, I do remember that. I do remember another show. I'm not sure if it was on MTV. It was the Newlywed Show with Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey.
Oh, yeah. No, it was on MTV.
I'm not going to lie. That was a guilty pleasure of mine that I didn't want to be vocal about, but I just remember.
We bonded, I think, over that one.
That was, I just remember, you know, being at home and obviously the one, you know, we had only one, like, I think TV at the time, as far as like our living room, that was our family room, whatever we'd watch together.
Yeah, everybody.
And that was the one show that I just remember being watching. I'm like, I don't understand this too much. And I didn't really have a sense of who they were. I was like, oh, they're musicians, they're singers. And
yeah, that's Jessica Simpson. On Jessica's music.
I can't even name a song from her. I'm not trying to be mean. I just like, these obviously boots. That wasn't my type of tea.
Yeah, it wasn't your kind of music.
I do recall Nick Lachey in 98 Degrees, but yes, I didn't know.
He was a boy bander.
So he was obviously one of the boy banders, but just seeing how
their
annoyed
interactions,
their chemistry.
Their chemistry.
And just seeing
that.
I really felt bad for her, but like a big part of it was just like, you know, most of the MTV shows or reality shows at the time. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of it, sometimes some of it obviously was scripted, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Go figures. Yeah. But, like, I always wondered about that show.
Don't burst my bubble.
Yeah, no, but I always wondered about that show if she really, like, is she really played up how ditzy she was? Or was it part of her just being her? Because obviously everyone, and I mean everyone, remembers that scene.
Poor girl got some made fun of for that,
you know, is this chicken or is this tuna?
Is this chicken or tuna?
And just being like,
what did you just say? He looked at her like, what?
He just gave her, like you said, like it was a death glare and he just kind of looked over and he's like, it's tuna. The brand is chicken of the sea.
I feel like she's a very smart woman. I do feel like afterwards I think they portrayed her as very ditzy on the show. And
which can be done, obviously. In any show you
and
record.
Maybe they just took the clips of like her looking very ditzy, but she's a businesswoman. She has a shoe line. She had, I think a clothing line. She is
She's a mom.
She's remarried. Like, I think.
But at the time, though,
there was that stigma that she was just like,
she's just really a blonde ditzy. Yeah. Like, I think that was.
I think she might have played it up.
I don't know.
I just wanted to be cute and ditzy for her husband. I don't know. And
he didn't find it that cute.
He didn't. He was like annoyed with her.
I just see looking back at it, and then that other scene where she's at dinner. I don't know if she's with her best friend and. Seeing her and her friends like, oh, do you want a buffalo wing? And the first thing she says is like, oh, I don't eat buffalo. And then her friend just looks at her and she's just like,
it's chicken.
No, what do you mean it's buffalo?
Okay, but I feel very dumb. I also, back then, till that show came on, didn't realize it was chicken.
You're lucky you're pretty. I'm just saying.
I would have been.
I was like, no, really? Like, come on.
I know.
I sympathize with her. Yeah, I get
because
it.
Because sometimes I'm not going to speak for women, but myself, sometimes these little facts, sometimes they just like.
I turn to you and I'm things.
Like, is this real or is this a question? Like, is this a dumb question?
No, there's no such thing as a dumb question. But like you said, the way that MTV portrayed her.
Yeah.
Probably not in the best light, and
no.
Maybe she did have her, you know, lapses of like not really knowing too much.
I don't think Nick was just patient with her.
It didn't look like it.
That's why they And at first, I was so like, "Oh, they were such a cute couple."
They were a cute couple. They were. And it's just sad that, you know, it ended up the way it did. And she's happier now.
Like, that was,
you know,
her first love. I think that's what's so heartbreaking. But you know, I think it wasn't meant to be. And we obviously now we can go back and be like, "Oh, yeah, okay. He wasn't all there for her."
Yeah, we can see that now in retrospect.
I think we should rewatch that show.
Yeah, I do want to. I want to rewatch that now that I have.
Now that we're together.
Again, to kind of see what, if I remember anything besides those two scenes that I brought up. What do you remember about? Okay, mm-hmm. You had a younger brother. Yeah. I had younger siblings mm-hmm. as well. The Disney Channel. What comes to mind? I know there's a lot to cover, but what do you remember?
Thanks to Disney Plus, it's kind of like refreshing my memory of all the shows that I grew up with. So I think it was like...
Your main ones. What do you think off the bat?
That's So Raven.
Okay.
Even Stevens.
All right.
What other movie? Smart House. Sister. No, was that Disney Channel? No, I don't remember. There were so many shows. I hate to admit this, but Hannah Montana.
I was aware of the show. I do recall because I had younger siblings, but I never was like...
Yeah, it was because of them.
I was like, yeah, of course. It was all because I think I was more into at the time with just my siblings watching, you know, Nickelodeon too at the same time with
iCarly.
You know, that show along with obviously SpongeBob. You can have a shout out to SpongeBob and just watching those shows. I wish. No, I want to learn how to do that. I think I'm more of a Patrick. But I just remember those shows being just so, like, our shows that we grew up with,
they were so funny.
Good and so funny.
Genuine.
So
in, I think innocent, would you say?
I would say innocent, just wholesome.
Shows. Yeah, wholesome. Like, I made you watch Even Stevens. He had never seen Even Stevens.
Sorry, guys. That's my confession. I do recall seeing, like, here and there clips or just, like, my siblings watching it here and there. But I never, like, was something where, like, oh, I'll sit down and watch it. But
Johnny Tsunami.
After watching it and just seeing Shia in his prime of just comedic geniusness, funny. If that's a word.
I think you were so stuck on Shia in Transformer.
Transformers, Disturbia,
Eagle Eye,
just all these other roles, and I didn't really I knew he came from obviously Disney. I remember you telling me,
like, you've never
"What do you mean you've never seen it?" And I just remember, obviously Disney Plus, thank God, that it came out, and I finally I was in tears in a handful of episodes, and how funny the show was, and didn't realize it. I was like, "This show's amazing! How did I not?"
Crying, you guys. Crying.
I had tears coming down my cheek because I was just dying of laughter from that show.
Yeah, that one.
And then same thing with obviously I did watch part of That's a Raven, but I didn't like start it from like beginning to end. But we were kind of rewatching. Hilarious. She is so hilarious as well, Simone.
What I think I like the beauty of these shows is you can still, at our age, at 30. Yeah. Go back and revisit them and still find them so funny.
Super like
they're
kind of
timeless, but they're not because you can see fashion is being influenced. Different.
You can see everything.
My first show on Disney Channel was Lizzie McGuire. Okay, like, Hillary. That was my girl.
I have yet to watch.
See the movie.
You made me see the movie. You know, just stay clear from that movie, please.
No, you liked it.
It was, you know, not my cup of tea.
So I think the shows back then were just very wholesome, very good feel.
Disney and Nickelodeon.
So it was, I thought we grew up with really good shows.
The one that just popped in my head just randomly is what's that show called? Timmy Turner.
Oh,
the Fairly Godparents.
Fairly Odd Parents.
There you go. And I just remember watching that.
That was more my brother.
I just remember, like you said, wholesome, just funny. I just found it amusing. It was so ridiculous, but super funny. Jimmy Neutron. That was another one that I remember watching with my siblings and just being. The movie was fire, guys. Carl? Hands down.
Carl!
You know, I love that movie. I secretly was just like, such a great movie. But yeah, we had good quality premium TV along with reality TV with our you know, Disney Channel's movies and shows and stuff like that.
Yeah. I think now it's very neat that we can go back on Disney Plus and just rewatch them.
Reminisce.
As adults. Yeah. Cause sometimes I'm like, I didn't catch that joke when I was younger.
Yeah, there's a lot of that in there embedded, and we're like, oh wait, that's not really a joke for us, but you know, we catch it now.
So I'm, like you said, it's nice reminiscing on them.
It's pretty cool to go back on them now. So since we do have a lot of stuff to cover, I want to switch over to movies. So obviously the 2000s to that decade to 2010, we had so many good movies.
We did.
So many. Yeah. So please, guys, don't hate me. I just chose a handful of movies that I just kind of popped in my head and, you know, brought a lot of joyous movies and stuff like that. So let's start out with one of your favorites. Let's start out with Mean Girls.
Woo! Put some audio on. Come on, introduce it.
Mean Girls.
Probably the best movie
ever. I wouldn't say that.
No, I'm kidding. It's definitely one of my top rated movies because it's so quotable.
A lot of one-liners. Funny. I agree.
Lindsay was in her prime. Rachel McAdams, Tina Fey wrote it.
Yeah. Which was amazing. She didn't.
Should I go on?
Yes, apparently you should.
I mean, I watched this movie.
When did you watch this movie in theaters? Just out of curiosity.
Oh my God, I did. Yes.
Okay. And what spawned you to go watch the movie? Did you see a trailer?
I saw the trailer, and then I was like, Lindsay Lohan's in it. I like her.
You're a big fan of
hers.
I'm
a big fan. I've been following her since The Parent Trap, Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen,
Freaky Friday. Okay, so you already had a love for her. I was like, I want to watch this movie.
So I'm going to go watch it. And then my best friend Ruby was actually like, that was our thing, going to the movies. And then I decided to go with her, and she was actually moving to Arizona. This is why I remember when and where and who I saw her with, because she was moving away. And do you remember that scene when, Katie? I was going to see if you were paying attention.
Of course.
When she's sitting alone in the bathroom stall with her lunch.
Eating her lunch, yeah.
And I just remember my friend turning around and being like, that's going to be me in my new school, isn't it, in high school? And I'm like, no, you're fine. It'll be fine. Well, they're all mean to her. So she was like, this is not making me very excited to transfer to a new school.
A new state to be alone.
Yeah.
But yeah, you've made me, I, all right, guys, I never watched it until I started dating my wife. Mm-hmm. And I just remember just thinking like, oh my gosh, this movie is going to be so pointless. It's a girl's movie, obviously. But after, you know, 1,000 times of watching it with her, I finally kind of got the essence of the not only the appeal, but just the, like you said, the one-liners and being able to mm-hmm. you know, quote them now and just being like, I want my pink shirt back.
They're so quotable. And I think to me, I bond with people when they know a quote, that like I just throw a quote in there in conversation and they pick it up. And they're like, oh my God, Mean Girls. And I'm like, we're going to be friends.
Yeah, like you see that, right?
You're going to be in my circle. And if they're guys, I know their girlfriends or their sisters or somebody made them watch it.
Yeah.
And it's a guilty pleasure.
No, it is a complete guilty pleasure. But so the next movie that I have in mind, it's a guy's movie, mm-hmm. but I remember seeing this movie with my family, and I was just like, the whole appeal of it, it was The Fast and the Furious.
Oh,
the first one came out in the 2000s. And
it was the biggest thing
that I didn't realize how big, obviously it's gotten so far, and you know, rest in peace, Paul Walker. Oh. But I just remember it was a family outing. We went to go see it as a, you know, I'm still into action movies. And and we saw the trailer and I was like, oh, it looks cool. Like, I didn't know too much about cars. But after just seeing that movie, it just literally changed up the whole game as far as people's cars and like
the setup,
the whole setup and seeing that the change and the racing and the whole thing, just everything. It was just, exactly.
And Paul Walker.
Yeah. Being able to see that on the screen and just at such a young age and just being like, whoa,
the music,
like,
the soundtrack.
Oh yeah. The soundtrack. Yeah. Great. It was so great. Yeah. Such a great soundtrack for them.
Yeah. I saw that in theaters too, but I went with my friends cause I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
And that was like one of the only things we could do.
Yeah. Go to the movies. Go to the movies with your friends. Yeah. But I just remember just being so just like blown away by that movie and just being like, this movie's dope. When I get older, I'm going to have a car like that. I'm going to be racing people. But I'm exactly. I'm going to, you know, be hitting that sport.
Oh gosh.
But yeah, now you're just remember
eco-friendly.
Yep, exactly. In my Civic. And then all right, let's move on to the next movie I have listed here. And this is going to be one of movies you made me, you know, watch a lot of movies. But,
I did.
Legally Blonde with Reese Witherspoon. I just remember my initial reaction when I told you, you're like, what do you mean you've never seen Legally Blonde? And I was like,
I've been so offended by some of these movies that you haven't seen. But well, I forget just, they're like girly, girl movies.
Girly movies.
Yeah, that's one of my...
Did you watch this also in movie theaters or do you remember?
No, I think this one I just saw it at home.
Okay.
And I fell in love with it. Like just the story behind it. Like she gets broken up and he's going to Harvard because he thinks she's not Harvard or wife material, you know? So she proves him wrong and she gets into Harvard because she's a badass like that. And I just like the fashion style. At the time, like she was so girly, like the Tiffany's necklace and the pink dresses.
All pink everything. I just remember being blinded by pink.
Yeah. It was a great, I think it's still a great movie. And to this day, I still watch it with you. I'll just, put it on. And I like the soundtrack too.
The only thing that I can remember from this movie off the top of my head, in this line, I just remember the courtroom scene where she calls him out and just says, don't you stop your last season Prada shoes at me, honey. And that's the only thing I remember from that movie.
She catches the person that killed.
I don't remember the whole exact scene. I just remember that scene.
I haven't made you watch it enough times.
Yeah, enough times. But
no, it's a good movie. And I don't know.
I just thought it was funny.
Just the admission video, her getting in with a bikini.
In the pool, right?
In the pool, dropping facts.
Oh, man. That was just too funny.
And you can, again, see the trends that were on back then, like the little MacBook. She had the orange one.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, that's what laptops were like back then. The MacBooks were back then.
All so coordinated outfits and all that stuff. It was pretty crazy. Okay, we're going to switch up the tone and we're going to go really sad. So just, prepare those tears, guys.
Okay.
We're going to be talking about The Notebook. I never saw it until, obviously, it's another movie she made me, was forced.
You should name this the 2000s movies my wife made me watch.
That'll be a whole another episode. But I just remember, you told me, it's like, oh, you've never seen this movie? And I was like, well, no, like, didn't appeal to me. And it's a little chick flick movie. And just remember being like, who the heck is Ryan Gosling and, Rachel McAdams? Mm-hmm. And just being like, okay, this movie seems like whatever. And then I just remember you just looking at you while watching this movie. And then you just in tears with tissues.
I've seen it maybe over 20 times.
No, you've seen it at least 1,000. I just remember every single time, guys. I swear, she cries every single time.
And if I'm being sentimental that day, I cry earlier. I already know it's coming, but I'm just going to cry.
Yeah, I remember just being like, wow, this movie... It's a long movie, but like I like the story of it.
Yes. And very romantic story.
And you said obviously this is based on a book, correct?
It's based on a book by Nicholas Spark.
I'm not really sure.
And this is one of the few books that I didn't like, but the movie is way better.
Okay.
Like the book is just, it wasn't that great.
Okay.
It was a short story. So think about it. That short story turned into a 3-hour movie?
2 hour and some change. Almost three hours. Something long.
So the directors just did a phenomenal job expanding upon the story. And like you said,
adding their own thing to it.
Yeah, their own twist to it. And this is one of my all time favorite movies. But I mean, it's a romantic movie with Ryan. Why wouldn't I?
I didn't know
Ryan Gosling.
So when I think of Ryan Gosling, the movie that comes to mind, Remember the Titans.
Oh, guy movie. No.
And just remember, he was so young, a little scrawny guy in that movie in the football team. That's what comes to mind. But obviously, when you made me watch this movie, I was like, oh, Sam, like, all right, he's a handsome fellow.
Yeah,
and
he grew up.
But it just makes me think of that. And just being able to just, it reminds me of the meme that always came to play. And just remember, like, it goes back to that saying, what do you want? Tell me, what do you want? And that's what just
not that easy.
And I just remember seeing that all everywhere when that thing came out, and memes were just coming out with like older movies like that. So yeah, it was a great movie.
I think the thing that always stands out to me is the rain scene where he's like, I wrote to you 365 letters.
It's not an easy thing to do now.
Oh my God.
Ryan. People have trouble, you know, texting back.
Noah, not Ryan.
Oh yeah. Noah. Yeah.
And then he had his beard and he's like, he built a whole house for her.
Yeah. The way she wanted
it. An entire house, the way they talked about, you know, and it was just like.
Very old fashioned.
Very pure, very.
Young love.
Teenage love. Yeah. Young love that just grew into love.
Yeah.
Till they died.
Yeah.
Sorry if I spoiled it.
Hashtag spoiler alert. So if any of you haven't seen Notebook, don't watch it now. You already know the ending.
If you haven't watched it by now, really.
You know, I if it wasn't for you, I probably would have never watched it. So let's switch it up with some little Twilight. The first Twilight movie came out in, I'm going to say, 07?
08.
08.
Don't mess with Twilight.
Oh,
just kidding.
Bad.
Just kidding.
What do you remember about Twilight? Did you watch it in theaters? Did you know anything going into it? Or how about the books? Did you read the books?
I think I was watching another movie and I saw the trailer for it where he stops the car, the van.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, oh. And I was working at the time at a retail store. I was working in Abercrombie. And my manager at the time and a couple of other people were reading the book. And I heard them talking about it. And I was like, who's this Bella? Who are you talking about? And they're like, it's a book. It's a saga or a trilogy. And I was like, oh. So I decided to, I had just finished Harry Potter, the last Harry Potter book, my freshman year in college. So yeah, my freshman year. And I was like, I need to get the new book. So I read through that thing so quickly. Then I bought the next book. Thankfully, I didn't have to wait for the release.
Okay.
I was just like, always boom, plus. Boom. Yeah, I didn't have to wait for it.
Constant reading.
So then the day came, and I think one of my friends was like, hey, I'm going to go watch it. Do you want to go? And I was like, yes. So we saw it in theaters. And then I've seen it in theaters ever since, all of them. And I saw them with
We
even did a marathon.
The marathon, which was very torturous.
So he sat there the entire day.
I had my UGG slippers on, guys. I was prepared for this torture.
You
were
very 2000s.
I think I remember seeing the preview and just being like, okay, like a vampire movie? That's initially what my first impression was.
You got Underworld.
And that's initially what I thought. I was like, oh, it's their own version or some high schoolers.
You didn't know it was like a love story.
I didn't know it was a love story. I didn't know there was books because, you know,
it's
a book. Yeah, obviously that I don't read. And, you know, a movie's a lot easier to get the story of it. But I just remember being like, oh, it's just another vampire movie, whatever. I remember seeing it. I think the first one at home, I don't recall seeing it in theaters. I just remember.
You were hyped up about it.
I was like, all right, well, if you watch it at home, watch it at home.
Yeah.
And it was good, I guess. Like, I don't know too much on it, but I was intrigued enough to where I was like, oh, I'll watch the other ones. Like,
just say
let's see what happens.
Say it.
You know?
Out loud. What am I?
Vampire.
We just finished watching
Vampire.
It.
But yeah, like you said, like it took over. With that, everyone was just like obsessed with this. And
because we had more social media by then.
Yeah, towards the end of 2008, out of high school.
Yeah, because we had Facebook by then.
It was coming out. So it had a lot of more, I think, traction with social media.
Yeah.
You know, in the beginning of it. And
so there was more forums and YouTube videos. And
a lot of crazy addicts there. A lot of Twilight heads.
Twihearts. Yeah, I was one of them. So, but then now looking back. I mean, I still like the books are great to read.
Yeah.
Very easy read. Right. But Kristen Stewart, her acting.
Not the best. And that's what kind of, that turned me away a little bit. I was just like, whatever.
I think Robert did great. I think he's a good actor. I think he just couldn't save the movie alone.
Like many movies that we had. But she was young.
She's, I think she's our age. So yeah, we were super, like 18, 19.
She was playing, taking on this big role and stuff like that.
It's a lot.
A lot to take on. Well, since we're talking about Twilight, let's jump over to the next fantasy world that you love.
Franchise.
And live in a muggle world. Harry Potter.
Yes. I was waiting.
So obviously you read the books, all of them, obviously. Obviously. And I watched the movie, so it's kind of the same thing.
Not a true fan.
But the first movie did come out in 2001. Mm-hmm. What kind of sparked your interest in this movie, or how did you find out about the books? Or
I was in sixth grade and we went to the library and I found the book. And I think my teacher at the time told me, oh my God, did you know that, she saw that I was reading it. And she said, did you know that they're coming out with a movie next year or this year? And I was like, oh no, but I'm super excited. So then from then it just took off. And when I first read it, I think only the first and second or third books were out. I don't remember. But after then, I had to keep waiting for the next book to drop, and I was still going to the library to check them out. So I had to join a wait list. I don't know why. I just didn't ask my dad to buy them for me, but I was such a good daughter that I was like, I'm just going to save you money and I'm going to join a wait list and, you know, read them. So they'd call me up and I'd run over, pick it up.
I can see it. I can visually see that. It's
very nerdy. So. But I just loved.
Did you have a lot of friends that were into the books as much as you were?
Or no.
Kind of like a guilty pleasure and just be like, oh, they can't know I read Harry Potter.
I was a little ashamed. I know. I can't believe it.
Sad.
Because I was into high school and I was still reading them. I didn't finish, like I said, till I was maybe 18, the last book came out.
Okay.
So I kind of grew up as the books came out.
Yeah.
And it was kind of relatable because when I picked up the first book, Harry's 11. So I was 11 at the time. So that was kind of cool how I matched up ages. And even with the movies, we were matching up in age with Daniel Radcliffe and with the other actors. So I always just found it very near and dear to my heart. And no, my friends were not reading Harry Potter. It wasn't until later on that I was like, oh my God, there are other kids.
That actually were into
it as well. And I would hide my books in high school. Like they'd come up to me like, are you reading Harry Potter? And I was like, no, it's something else. Don't worry about it. I'd make like a little cover for it so they wouldn't know what I was reading.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. But I now think I'm a big part of, I remember seeing the trailer and just being so, so lost.
Yeah, it's a lot to take in.
Like the first initial trailer, if you look it up, it was just kind of like, what the heck is this movie about?
Like, is this a witch?
You know, and all that stuff came to mind. And, you know, I'm a huge fan of like fantasy and just, you know,
the cinematography
everything just towards movies that way includes, you know, obviously Lord of the Rings and all that stuff. So I wasn't against it. I just didn't know too much information.
Yeah. You're just kind of thrown into, hey, this is Harry Potter.
Yeah. This is the Harry Potter world and everything that's included in it. I did see that movie in theaters. It might have been a family outing of some sort. And
to this day, I can't remember if I saw the first one in theater.
But for sure, the second one and
second, third through, I would drag my brother at midnight.
I think the big thing that we did, at least in our age at that time, that was the main big family outing thing. It's like, oh, let's go to the movies. I would go with my cousin a lot. And, you know, my deal would always take me and just like we'd go together and he was the closest to age. So that's what we would do.
So you related to that.
So I related to that. So I think I remember seeing it and I was just like, oh, this is cool. And I didn't know about the books until I got older in high school and just realizing like, oh, I had a few friends that were like, oh, it's based on a book. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll get around to it. And, Ten years later, I'm still trying to get around to it.
But you started them.
Yeah, I started the first book, you know. It's an audiobook. And just going from there.
It's just a great story.
You know, and that's why I think I fell in love with not, you know, obviously the movie, but obviously the book has a lot more info now that I'm reading the first one.
They have more details.
And it's a lot of stuff that, you know, they just, you know, as a movie producer, you got the pick and choose, and writers see what makes the whole story as a whole and trying to figure out what they want in to
tell. Yeah, for the most part, they stayed pretty true, but it's just impossible to remember every little detail from the book. But every year they got bigger and bigger and bigger. But I loved it because I love long reads. And I think the moral of the story is teaching us to be accepting of others and not be divided. It's a great story to share with your kids. Or as a young adult.
Or movies.
The movies. Like with my niece, I tried to give her their first book and I was so excited. And she's like, yay. She's never read it. But I let her borrow the movies and she's like, all right,
they're amazing.
When it came out, 2001, the special effects for it, amazing.
For what it was at the time.
But for me, I mean, I'm just going to be biased and like it.
Yeah. So the next movie that I want to kind of talk about that, you know, you have so many favorites. I just get lost sometimes. Okay. But it's now near and dear to my heart. I did see this movie in theaters. Mm-hmm. Is How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
It's one of my... Well, I think my holiday favorites.
One of your holiday favorites. Okay.
But it's an all-time favorite too.
I just remember seeing this in theaters. And obviously it came out in 2001. Mm-hmm.
Again, we were very young.
Super young.
Yeah.
And I just remember seeing it and just being like, initially, I don't think I appreciated the movie as much. And just being like, oh, it's really funny.
It's a Dr. Seuss movie. Yeah.
And just being like, all right, it's good, whatever. But looking back at it now, since you made me watch, you and your brother collectively made me watch it a bazillion times.
I think we know you because we can quote the entire movie.
Yes, you can. And that's, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm scared.
Think about it.
But now normal people that go watch it with you can't sit with you because they're like, be quiet. I want to watch the movie. We get it. You know the movie.
Yeah. But I've been watching it since we were 11, 12 every year for Christmas. I made my dad. Well, I went with friends initially to see it in theaters, but I had a curfew and I don't remember why our friends were like, oh, we're too cool for this movie. Let's leave. And then I remember going back and being like, dad, can you please buy me this movie? I didn't finish it. And I was so into it. And then I bring it home and my brother's terrified of it. But then I was like, no, look, it's just a Christmas movie. And so every year after that, it's been like, we have to watch it every year during the holiday season. And I think you and my parents are annoyed with us because we're like sitting there like, hate, loathe. You know, we just have to quote it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's very tough sometimes. I do enjoy it. Now, I like I said before, I do appreciate the movie now and just the amazing one-liners and just kind of so Jim Carrey, amazing. Jim obviously Carrey, I've always been a fan of Jim Carrey, but seeing him take this role on, and the director Ron Howard did an amazing job directing it, and
the soundtrack,
bringing Whoville to life seeing that was amazing.
The Who's, the sets,
everything was pretty cool.
Costuming,
so I think it was for sure just the perfect storm with everyone that was involved in the project, and they came out with the classic
project,
Christmas movie. Cause I know for sure now that we watch it, I have to watch it cause it's just always brings me to so much laughter.
I think the thing that you were sharing with me is that Jim Carrey.
Depressed. Yeah. He was depressed during
makeup,
Cause I think I don't know the exact hours, guys, so don't please crucify me, but it was between, I think, 3 to 5, something ridiculous,
crazy.
And him just being in that chair. And I think, you know, it took its toll
on his face, his eyelashes, his, you know, the contacts were it took over his entire eye. He said he couldn't even really see.
I did not know that.
And then contacts, well, you probably don't know, but contacts just 20/20
vision
when they dry up. And if you ever tried colored contacts, so they were, imagine your entire eye is covered. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Prosthetics and the glue, and then just the removing hair. That too.
Wow.
So I
You know, but the overall project was good. Sorry, Jim. Yeah, you had to go through a lot, but you know, it was a time. Classic. It's a classic now, and just being like gifts. Just you know,
you want a little quality time with the Grinch.
I can't cancel that again. Okay,
so me and Angel have this thing where we just talking movie quotes, and I think to me and you, it's just normal.
It's normal now. I think. But
to friends,
you
have
to.
I've gotten so used to it.
You have to tell them. I think you've told more than one person where you're like, hey, if he says something random, it's not you. Quote. It's just a movie or TV show.
We have this banter where I'll say a movie quote and he's like, haha. And then he responds.
I'll rebuttal on a movie quote. So it's a big part of our
lives. You'll probably hear that throughout the episode.
But yeah, I think, it's a great movie. So I'm going to switch up gears again and we're going to be talking about
what's next?
Music. So from what I remember in the 2000s, a lot of the music that I recall that just remember hearing all the time on the radio, one of your favorites, Britney Spears.
Oh yeah. It's Britney. Biatch. I won't say the actual word.
But I just remember so she much. Took she took over the radio in the 2000s. She was in her prime during the 2000s and you could not escape her. I just remember, you know, being able to, you know, turn on anything, especially when I was coming to MTV.
Yeah.
And just
she just topped the charts
all
her
around.
Her projects, her music videos were just, she was just, I think, leading at the time. She was like the go-to girl, and we took inspiration from her and what she was wearing and what she was, you know, her music. And I'm a big fan, like you said. So she was definitely a big influence in the early 2000s. And we also saw her demise. I mean, during that time too. So.
Yeah. That was in, I believe, 2007 when I didn't know too much on it. I just remember seeing
the meltdown
on like TMZ where she randomly just like went into a salon and asked the lady to be like, shave my head. And she was like, no. And then she did it and they caught all that on camera. So it was pretty crazy. But I do remember her music, you know, vividly just over the soundtracks of everything. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, obviously we can't mention Britney Spears without NSYNC.
Yes.
Where did you land on the boy band spectrum? Ugh. Was NSYNC your favorite or did you like Backstreet Boys?
NSYNC all day, every day. I was in love with Jay-Z. Chazes?
I don't even know.
I remember. NSYNC was my... Britney Spears was my first album.
Okay. Debut album, Britney.
Yeah, all right. Her debut album. And then it was NSYNC. So I remember me and my cousin singing at the top of our lungs. Just like the songs, the NSYNC songs. And I'm like, I even danced to one in my talent show for school. I know. I was younger. But when we got older, they got older. Justin obviously was taking the lead. Him and Jay-Z.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh.
I can see it.
I
didn't know too much on them growing up in the 2000s, because I think a big part of my music that I listened to at the time was a lot of hip hop and rap. Mm-hmm. And
I did both. I did I did pop. When I was older, I did more hip hop, more rap, because I was able to freely listen to it a little more.
I just remember like the artists I can think of on top of my head. We got Nelly. We got Ja Rule.
Country Grammar.
And you know,
Ja Rule.
Missy Elliott,
yes,
and just like all these
music videos,
her music, it's just over the top, crazy. And
she always had the newest dances.
Yeah, she had the newest dances.
Try those dances, TikTokers.
Yeah, call you guys out. Serious, learn how to dance for real. And just being like that, we had such good music around that time frame.
We did,
and growing up, and even including like. Some of the best R&B that we had from Usher's
album,
you know, debut album. I think it was
second album, right?
Which came out in 2001, 8701.
Oh, yes.
And just had all the
hits.
What
was the Confessions was my my favorite.
That was in, I think, high school, 2006, 2007.
I can sing that album front to back.
I just remember just being like, dang, this guy can dance, he can sing, he can do it all. And just being able to listen to all that music.
Do you remember that they were like speculating, like, who did he get? He cheated on Chili. With confessions, he was confessing. He cheated on Chili.
I don't know too much facts on that. I do remember that he was dating her. But at the time, he said that the album was inspired by Jermaine Dupri and his story. But a lot of people speculated that it was him and Chili at the time.
I think because the song, it got controversial because in the song he said, I'm having a baby with someone else or
something along those lines. Yeah, absolutely.
And then everybody was like, oh my God, did he get somebody else pregnant? But it was Jermaine.
It was just, Jermaine's story. Yeah, his story and how he.
But I think that album.
Yeah, that album. It's still a classic. Yeah, absolutely. I'm just going to shoot out some random stuff now and kind of just do a little quick fire stuff.
Okay.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Rocking Juicy Couture. The velour suits. I know they took over, but
I didn't.
What inspired you? What was it?
J-Lo. Obviously the Juicy Couture outfit in her video with Ja Rule. That inspired me. And I didn't have one because they were pricey, so I had a knockoff.
Yeah, it was Juicy Couture and obviously Sean John at the time.
Yeah.
I remember all the time and trying to go for like some of that stuff and being able to be like, oh, I can't afford it. It's too expensive.
We didn't work back then.
Yeah, so obviously. So obviously we relied on our family and trying to get us and stuff like that.
She rocked.
And
I'll get it one day.
Yeah, one day.
Did they even still make?
I have no clue.
Juicy's still around, but I don't know.
I don't know. I'm assuming so, man. Maybe a retro
collection. Should we bring them back?
Maybe. What do you remember about, ever having a MP3 player? Because I know MP3s took off in the 2000s with, everyone obviously turned into music pirates with LimeWire, Napster, and all that stuff.
I remember downloading it. I think my first one was an iPod Nano.
Okay.
So I had that. I got a lot of viruses from LimeWire.
You and the rest of the world.
That's what I remember. We had that. But I just remember it was such a big deal.
It was like a huge deal. I remember having it was obviously a knockoff. It was just like a ghetto MP3 player that I think at the time it was like, oh, it could hold up to 250 songs. And just being like, oh, dang, this is dope. Like, this is the coolest thing. And being able to see that was great. So I just thought it was super funny.
You were cool.
I thought I was the coolest kid. I had the little belt clip on me or on my backpack. And I just remember being like, yeah, I'm jamming out. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then, all right. So the other thing I want to bring up as well is, do you remember your first cell phone? Do you remember what it was?
It was a little brick. Nokia. Nokia?
Yeah. Yeah, whatever it was called.
Whatever
Nokia.
It was called. That's a long time ago. I bet my niece doesn't even know what it is.
She's like, what's that?
What's that? So that was my first phone. It was a gray one. And I loved that thing. You could toss it.
Yeah, man. Like you said, it was a brick. And it would handle that.
And then I had the music playing as my voicemail when you...
Your little callback ringtone.
Callback and the voicemail. So it's like music. Man,
double music.
And then it's like, leave a voicemail for me.
The one thing I remember, I had that brick style Nokia. Mm-hmm. And I just remember being like, oh, this is how, like, and it was just getting introduced was the T9 texting where you would have to kind of...
We were good at that.
Yeah, we were experts, man. Give these teens these little Nokia phones and see how they do with DT9. Figure it out and how to space and do the like little emojis.
We had keyboards.
Yeah,
we had the flip phones. I had a Razer.
I was never that fancy enough to get a Razer. I think I was late on the trend where I actually got a flip phone later on in like high school. No. And I was like, dang, the trend's already gone. I have a flip phone for no reason. So I was a little late on that trend, but I do remember just being like, oh, this is the phone. And I wouldn't call anyone. Like, yeah, who the heck would I call besides my mom?
And we had 3 minutes after 9.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that was torture. Not that
don't
like
call it, me till 9.
Sorry. Yeah, don't say, like, wait until 9 on the dot, yeah, and I can talk to you for as long as you want.
I never had a sidekick, and I wanted one so badly. I begged my dad.
I saw the appeal to it, and I was just like, I was like, oh, that's cool, but whatever. Like, I'm okay with my, at the time, I think it was just the flip phone that I had.
At the time, too, later on, we had the Blackberries. Remember those?
Oh, yes. I never had one.
When we were in college. When I was in college, yeah, they were bigger.
I remember them being geared like, oh, they have a full keyboard, and that's business, the thing. And like, exactly, business oriented, and like, oh, you can send an email and stuff like that.
Yeah. We didn't even use it for that. Yeah. But, then I remember seeing a kid in class like have an iPhone, and he was texting, and I was like, oh, there's no keyboard.
Oh my gosh!
Like that's never gonna take off.
The all touchscreen, right?
The first iPhone that came out.
2007.
Yeah. And I was like, that's never gonna take off. And now look at us.
Yeah. Screens everywhere. Screens. Everywhere, and that's all touchscreen. Yeah, that was a crazy time to be able to live into that era and see it at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, I remember. I do remember vividly remembering someone that first got it, and I just remember like, oh dude, you paid how much to it? He was like maybe a grade or two grades ahead of me in high school, and just being like, oh, that's weird, like it's a touch screen. Yeah, a lot of money at the time, and it's still a lot of money,
and
but
we didn't understand
iTunes, the technology, iTunes technology. And all that stuff.
Yeah, you're right. It's crazy how far we've come since 07 to now.
Oh yeah, that huge gap forward into technology with smartphones.
I mean, yeah, we moved very fast
and we're still a little behind apparently. So I think 2000s, you know, what do you, you know, hold here, like hold dear to yourself as far as you being able to grow up in that era as a teenager? What do you take from it?
I think what I liked the most was that we kind of grew up in a time where we didn't have social media around for a while. So I grew up reading books, kind of watching, enjoying more of the TV shows. Now I think it's so focused on social media. That was until we got older. Remember, we were probably 15, 16, maybe even 17.
I was super late on that.
Yeah, I was kind of late on it. And then it was all about MySpace first.
Yeah.
We can't talk about 2000s and not talk about MySpace.
Yeah.
And then I remember hearing about Facebook, and that was just for college students back then. So it was like, okay, I'll join it. And nobody was really on it that I really knew. And then everybody came too. So ultimately what I liked was we were able to be kids. We had the two aspects of we were in a big tech heavy time,
towards the end of the year.
Towards the end of that era. The
decade, yeah.
The decade, sorry. And then before that, it was like, we were kids. We were younger. We had more time to be kids and take our time growing up. Because now kids are just like, they want to grow up so fast.
And I agree with you there. And I feel like a big part of that was amazing to be able to grow up in that aspect. Yeah. Like you said, enjoy.
Going outside to play.
Which is very seldomly said nowadays.
Yeah.
And obviously I was big into, you know, playing outside. Also obviously video games. I would play Super Nintendo and stuff like that. But yeah, you're completely right. I didn't really get on that social media wave until it was really late. Cause I remember my first MySpace that at the time I didn't have a computer until later on in high school. And I think one of my friends created my first MySpace page with an email. I didn't even have an email account. I was so late on that. But I think it just, like you said, it was just such a solid decade to grow up into for all those late, you know, 80s and early 90s babies. And just being able to soak everything in and have quality time and being able to have that with, you know, either family, friends, and a big part of...
We went from dial-up to the iPhone. Like, do you see that range? That's just crazy.
That is super crazy. Oh, dude, get off the phone. I'm trying to use the internet.
My mom, would scream at me. My big desktop. Look at what we have. It's a little phone.
And it's basically it's a computer. It's a mini computer. Well, just to close up, guys, I think it was a great time to live in the 2000s, at least for us.
It was.
And I miss it. I do miss it a lot, too.
We're still in the 2020.
Yeah, we're still.
Look at us now.
And where we're at now. But yeah, the 2000s were just an amazing time. And to be able to live through that was, I think, really great for us. And thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you to my guest, my amazing wife. Thanks. Please, guys, clap. Just keep it up. She's doing great. She's doing amazing, sweetie.
You're doing amazing. You quoted it wrong. It's okay.
But, you know, thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for having me. Every time, you're always more than welcome to. I'm sure I missed a lot of stuff for the 2000s, guys. But don't go. Let us know what you enjoyed about the 2000s for all you, you know, late 80s and early 90s babies. Just let us know. Hit me on the
message. We have to do like a second message.
We'll probably hit up. There's so much to touch base on it. But just let us know in the comments or in DM me. Do what you got to do. Send me a little contact info.
Let them know.
And like always, keep talking to the wall. And hopefully you'll find out the answer, guys. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye.